J.I. Packer, as we begin our morning, J.I. Packer says, in our life of faith, we easily impoverish ourselves by embracing an idea of God that is too limited and small. And again, the doctrine of God's aseity, his self-existence, stands as a bulwark to stop this from happening. He says, it is vital for spiritual health to believe that God is great. And grasping the truth of his aseity, of his self-existence, is the first step on the road to doing this. So it is my desire this morning to give you a big view of God. Because as Packer here says, that you will rob yourself, you'll impoverish yourself of a big view of God if you don't understand a doctrine like this. It's vital to your spiritual health to believe that God is great, to not just to know it, but to really believe it, to be convinced of it, and to trust in this reality. So this morning we're talking about the aseity of God, the self-existence of God. Aseity is from the Latin, that means from self, from one's self. So this aseity of God is that that God finds or draws from himself both existence and power and strength and life itself. So God has life in himself, and he draws on his own unending energy, as it were, from himself. He is self-sufficient, self-sustaining. God exists of and from himself alone. And there's really two aspects to this. It's the aspect of origin or beginning, and then the aspect of ongoing, sustaining. And so in both of these categories of coming into being, as it were, or existing and sustaining, in both of those aspects, God draws from himself for both of those things, meaning that he exists because of himself. He never came into being, but he exists. His existence is from himself. And his sustaining existence or subsistence is from himself. Louis Burkhoff says that the divine characteristic of the inner being of God, that he's describing aseity or self-existence, it is that divine characteristic of the inner being of God whereby he exists by necessity of his own being. As such, he is the uncaused cause, the self-existent one who has the basis of existence in himself. So why is there a God? Because God is. That's why. The basis for his existence is his own self. And therefore, as Burkhoff says, he is the uncaused cause. The uncaused cause. So, let's get into this here. We're going to be in the chapter, or in the text of Exodus chapter 3. We're just going to walk through that. We're going to skip that middle section, but for the most part, we're going to be in Exodus chapter 3. So if you want to turn there in your Bibles, you can do that. Because we're going to be, you know, jumping around back and forth, and the slides may or may not keep up, depending on how I do here. But we're going to see, first of all, from Exodus chapter 3, God's aseity, or God's self-existence displayed. His aseity displayed. This comes from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Just to kind of set the stage here for us. The Israelites have lived in Egypt for 400 years. Ever since Joseph and his family had come there 400 years earlier. Remember when Joseph ended up in Egypt as the second man in command to Pharaoh, and God used that to preserve his seed, to preserve Israel. And Israel or Jacob and all of his sons come to Egypt, and they live there. And that's how they survive, is because Joseph cares and provides for his family. But now, 400 years later, it has come about that they are now slaves in bondage in Egypt. And they're being treated very badly, to put it lightly. They're being treated cruelly and with evil, malicious intent from Pharaoh. And in that suffering, God hears the cries of his people, the people of Israel. And so he plans to, he sets out to use a Hebrew fugitive named Moses to deliver his people from Egypt. And so as Moses is with his flock of sheep, God appears to him, picking up in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight. Why is the bush not burned up? Yahweh saw that he turned aside to look, so God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. So, just walking through this